God bless you, sir.
Yeah. First, I want to thank God for your anointing. I am elder in the Apostolic Church, Nigeria. Before now, I've been looking for a church. Yes, the Apostolic Church is not named End Time Church. But we are teaching the doctrine of the apostles. The apostles.
Yes.
They don't have their own doctrine.
Yes.
But the one they got from Jesus Christ. Then I've been looking for which church can I fellowship with? Looking throughout all the churches.
Go ahead.
And what the Bible says, I was not comfortable to worship with any of this church because of many things enumerated. And when I came in contact with the Bride Assembly on the decoder, maybe 4 months ago, please listen, church. Many are clapping, but believe me, you are not here. Because your character shows you. You are worshiping here, but your character doesn't portray you to be a child of God. I'm not sorry to say that. Now, before coming here, I have to go before the Lord. I want to know if you are the one on that altar. And the Lord gave me that revelation. On that day when I came in that revelation, you took me, you asked me to sit among the pastors here. And you went out. And some of the pastors are now discussing within themselves. Who is this strange man that the pastor brought to our midst? We need to find out. And about 3 or 4 of them go in. But when they come back.
Talk to microphone.
But when they came back, they couldn't see anything. Because as they were inside, I was saying within myself, as the man with the Holy Spirit, that no church I will go that they will have anything against me. But when they came back, they didn't see anything. I now know that God wants me to be here.
Clap your hands, church.
Before I continue, sir, you need to have a program on the television. Because in a house, maybe 1 or 2 decoder will be there. And perhaps I've been tuning television, though the Apostles is also, we have the station on the decoder as well. But I've not got it, you know, through those of this tuning, especially all this downstairs, Dysart and so on and so forth. You hardly get the station there. So you need a program on the television so that they will know more.
You mean the terrestrial television?
Yes.
The terrestrial television.
Maybe NTA or whatever.
Our type of gospel will not be accepted there.
I don't think so.
No, we went there before.
Okay.
We were on MITV. And one day, the National Broadcasting Commission, okay, because of something we were saying, they came and shut down the station and fined them 500,000 naira for breaking broadcasting code. So, they warned us that we should stop saying certain things and showing certain things. And one of the reasons we went to MITV, we could not go to Lagos State Television, could not go to NTA, because Catholics and the denominations are in charge. But if you go to NTA and say there's nothing like Trinity, they will close the transmission. But MITV is owned by Muslim. So when they heard that we are saying there's no Trinity, only one God, they say, hey, come and tell them. So that's why we went there. But when we were landing them in trouble, then we stopped it. They have come to us several times. National Broadcasting Commission, they've come to me several times to warn me. So we decided to stop it. Now, this one, they have no control over this one.
Praise God.
Yes.
Pastor, I can only come to interact with you. He has no argument in the scripture. Because even Paul 1 Timothy as such, if anybody have the spirit of argumentation, I don't know that very grammar.
No, whatever you have to ask, sir, you are free. You are free to meet me and then ask me the question.
Because of many topics, you know, when you see your doctrine and the doctrine of the Apostolic Church, it's only in some area that are differences, on which we can interact at one time or the other.
Okay, sir. I want to get you clear.
Yes, sir.
You worship with the Apostolic Church.
Yes, I'm an elder in the Apostolic Church.
Now, why are you here?
That's what I said earlier.
We are the same, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
With the Apostolic.
Yes, sir.
And there's Apostolic everywhere in Lagos.
Yes, sir.
Why are you here?
Pastor, it's the same thing everywhere. Even your members
come to you people.
No, sir. Some of your members are supposed to go elsewhere to see the difference also.
Okay. So
they learn more.
Okay, so what is the small difference you have seen?
As a man with the Holy Spirit, anywhere the Holy Spirit is reigning, you want to be there.
Okay.
Because the anointing have no limitation. And anointing is more than anointing.
Amen.
Everywhere.
God bless you, sir.
By the grace of God, anytime I have an opportunity to worship with you. This is not my first time.
You're welcome, sir.
I was in last Friday, Fiji, and the other one as well. But the question I want to ask now is on the 24 elders and the 12 disciples.
Yes.
Because in Luke 22, verse 28 to 30, where Jesus Christ told the disciples that in my kingdom you are going to sit on the 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes.
And why in Revelation 4, 9 to 11, that is where I refer to the 24 elders, their own is to worship the Lord alone. So that is the area I want you to...
What are you confused about?
No, you say you are talking about the 12 apostles and the 12 tribes of Israel, making 24.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying.
You are confusing the fact that in Luke, Jesus Christ said they will be sitting on the judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
That is the 12 apostles.
The 12 apostles.
Yes.
But now here you see 24 elders before the throne of God.
Yes, sir. In
now, what your question is, Jesus said they will sit judging Israel.
Yes, sir.
Now, here I am seeing 24.
You join the 24 apostles to another 24. The 12 apostles to another 12, making that 24.
Yeah. The throne you see in Revelation chapter 4 is not the throne Jesus Christ was referring to. The throne Jesus Christ was referring to is talking about the 1,000 years reign.
Millennium.
When Christ will come to rule this earth, they will rule in Jerusalem, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. They will be ruling in each tribe. The reason he says so is because there are others that will wear crown of righteousness to the bride that will come and rule in the various areas he picked them from.
Yes.
Like me now, I will rule the Igbos.
Not only Igbos are your members.
No, not members. It's not membership now. When we come back in the 1,000 years reign, wherever he picked me from, he picked me from my place. I will rule in my place. The Igbo people, they are the bride of Christ everywhere. And when they come, they will rule wherever they were picked from.
Are you saying it is after the millennium, the 12 apostles will now join with the other 12?
No. The position they occupy now is that memorial position they have. That is where they are now. It is a special privilege given to those 24. It's a special privilege, spiritual privilege, in God's own agenda. They are before the throne of God, worshiping God. Yes. That is where they are. The question has always been, who are those 24 elders? And I'm telling you who they are.
That is the the 12 apostles plus the other 12.
Yes.
Well.
But, sorry, if you have a different revelation, you share it with us. Who are they? Who are those 24 elders?
By the reading that revelation shows that they were just being prepared for such thing. And they are in the presence of God. And they are going
Who to, are the elders? The 24 elders?
I don't know them.
Now we know.
They said
we didn't know before until God sent us a messenger to this age. And he opened the book of Revelation and our eyes of understanding he has opened.
So in essence, it's those 12 apostles
yes.
and the other 12.
Yes.
That 24.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. So my question is from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 where you read.
Yes.
I read. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Now sir, my question here is, does it mean there is no office of an apostle? From what the scripture, from what where I read.
I don't understand your question.
Praise the Lord. We have pastors, we have teachers, we have evangelists.
And we have apostles.
Now that is what I want to. Does it mean that we don't have apostles?
Is apostle not written there?
It's written here, sir.
So what's your question?
Now my question is, do we have an apostolic office? As we have pastoral office.
Yes, now. You are reading something that there is an apostle. Then you ask him again, does it mean we don't have an apostle? That's why I say I don't understand your question.
Hallelujah. Now, can someone, since we have an apostle, can someone refer himself as an apostle the way we refer
yes.
to pastor?
Those who are called to be apostles, they will refer themselves as apostles. And there are only 12. Paul is one of them.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sir, I want to ask again, sir. Now, if you said Apostle Paul is one of the apostles to say.
One of the 12.
One of the 12 apostles. Now, looking at it, in this seven church age we are, do we have apostles in this age we are?
I have. That is the essence of this little exhortation. That's why this teaching is to let you know that we cannot have any other apostolic ministry because the apostolic ministry is the foundation laying ministry. Since there is no other foundation we are laying, there can be no other apostle. The foundation has already been laid by the apostolic office. And that apostolic office still remains because the foundation still stands.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Okay, let's take Asuko Basi from Akwa Ibom State. Sir, I am so glad to be part of this. God revealed to me that this message is a checking. To check out more of the tears that are still in the end time message. Right on, sir. Thank you, Asuko. Check them out. We are checking them out. Check them out. Yes.
Shalom, church. Brother Moses Alu, I bless God for your life.
Thank you, sir.
It is the only people that have a spiritual eyes that can see whom you are and that can understand what you are saying. I thank God for bringing me back in this church. Sir, I have two questions, but before that, I will appreciate this God who has brought me back in this church. Because I have people that I am working with and they bear this titles, apostles. They answer it and they parade themselves with this great and mighty name. I follow them one place to another. But what baffles me, sir, is anytime I want to speak something similar to what you are saying, because I am in lower class to their level, they will want to bring my voice down.
Sir, so, what's your question?
My question is this. Sir, I want to ask this question once again. Who are you? Who are you, sir?
Who am I?
Age. Secondly, praise the Lord. Secondly, sir, how can I preach?
I am more. I am more.
Hallelujah.
More. I am more. Listen, brother. And with all humility, listen to me. Many of us make the mistake this brother make, and then fall into traps that are set. Listen, and listen well. Let this be your guide. Whoever anybody claims he is, as far as your salvation is concerned, it's not about who I say I am, but what I say. Let that be your guide. It's not about who I claim to be, but what I am saying. Forget about who I am. They know that you are looking for people to know who they are, to be a reason to follow them. So they acquire titles to harass you with it and force you to follow them. But the bride of Christ, the way we are made up of, we have no respect of persons. We are after what you are saying. What are you saying? I am apostle. It's not a message. It will not help me to change my life. I am a prophet. Prophesy now. I want you to prophesy. I am an evangelist. What are you doing inside the church? Why are you? What are you doing here? You are evangelist. I am a teacher. Oh yeah, what do you teach? I am called to do what? These are the things. They came to the prison yard in 1989. And they said that the rest of a picture, God has sent us a messenger. And they showed the picture of William Branham. And the next day, denominations came. That the last of people came here. And they said, the man is a false prophet. Tear that book away. I said, what are you people saying? The man said he's a messenger. What is the message? Why are people fighting? Tell me he said this and it is wrong. Then I will throw it away. Praise God. So, all this, who are you? I know where that thing is coming from. Don't bother about who I am. If it is for who I am, will I be pastoring Igbo people today? It is about what I am saying that is attracting them. Not who I am. God bless you.
Sir, just a minute. What will I do as a preacher to preach this same gospel to the people I meet outside here? I want to preach nothing but the truth.
What will you do to preach the gospel? You can't keep what you don't have. If you have the message, you will give them the message. Go and receive the message. Pure and simple. Simple.
Sir, I always want to preach it, but then always like to.
There is always?
They always like to stop me preaching.
No, they will always try, but they have tried to even kill me. They have tried to do, they demolished this place. But did we stop preaching? Who will preach? God bless you. From FCT, Abuja, Brother Philip, according to 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9 to 10, what is the foundation Paul is talking about? The foundation of our faith. The foundational doctrines upon which the church is built. The epistles that he gave us in the Bible, they are the foundation. God bless you. Yes?
Concerning this preaching today, have you finally missed to come to you?
Today?
Before now. Because the Bible says, if it's possible, they will deceive the very elect.
Yes.
They almost tried, but they could not. Concerning the same teaching, they said over there that after the rapture, that Amos will be the one that will go to Israel to take the message to him, to his
after life. The rapture.
Yeah.
That means he's not going in the rapture.
I don't know. So what I'm saying is,
so after the rapture, Amos will be here.
You know,
so he's not going in the rapture.
They said the Israelite does not believe in Jesus Christ, that he will be the apostle that will go there, as in to let them know the whatever. Pastor, please just throw more light. I've been
confused. Listen, church. They tried them that said they are apostles and they found them to be lies. Listen very well. Praise God. Open John chapter 6. Verse 28, 29 and 30. John chapter 6. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Then verse 30 is my emphasis. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? You know what? Everyone that was sent to Israel went with a sign. That was why a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, met with Abraham and said, with this sign that you have, he saw the sign of all that the Jewish prophets had, Elisha, and all those juggernaut people that God used, Moses in Israel. He saw it in the ministry of William Branham and went to William Branham and said, with this sign, if you go to Israel, he said, they will believe. And encouraged William Branham to go. So, as a man, William Branham took off to go for a crusade in Israel. He flew from America and reached Egypt. And as they called his flight, a connecting flight to Tel Aviv, just then, as he was going to board, the voice spoke to him, turn back, it is not yet their time. Turn back. And William Branham turned back, changed his flight, and went back to America. Why? Because, listen, Revelation chapter 11, somebody open it. Revelation chapter 11. From verse 1. This takes place after the rapture. It says, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. 42 months, 12 months in a year, that is 3.5 years. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. Somebody shout witnesses. How many are there?
Two.
And they shall prophesy 1,203 score days. 1,203 score, that is 1,260 days. Divided into 30 days of the month, 12 months of the year, is exactly 2.5 years. Okay, let's read on. So they will prophesy 1,203 score days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And that is in the book of Zechariah. Okay, let's read on. And if any man will hurt them, those two, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. Go back to the Bible. Who was the man that used fire to consume his enemies? Who was it? Okay, let's read on. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Verse 6. These two witnesses now, these have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. Who had that power? Who had that power? Elijah. Okay? And have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Who had that power? The two witnesses, therefore, is who are who? Elijah and Moses. Not John. Not John. And they are Jews. That is why we say Elijah will come 5 times in the Bible. Elijah the Tishbite. Then we have Elisha. Then he came in John the Baptist. Then he came in William Branham. In Revelation chapter 11, he comes. It is through those two witnesses that revival comes back to Israel. But by the time it is coming, it is now coming because the rapture has taken place. The light is rising again. The sun is rising in the east. The sun has gone down in the west. Seven church age messenger. Through the evening light gospel, the sun goes down, closes on the Gentile to rise again in the east. Hallelujah. And then, and I remember that is to fulfill the last 1 week, the last 7 years. The first 3.5 years, they are prophesying. And what are they prophesying? They are prophesying because by this time, the Antichrist has left the Vatican and has come to the temple and sitting at the temple to be worshipped as God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That's where it is written. Let's go to verse 3, 4, and 5. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Those two witnesses, the first 3.5 years, they will be prophesying. And it is through their ministry that 144,000, they are sealed, commissioned. They go around with what the Bible called the everlasting gospel. Praise the Lord. Not as Jehovah's Witness teach. Amen. Listen. There is no Jewish connection with any Gentile, nothing. The last move for the Gentile church to go is the voice of the archangel that produces the seven thunders. And when that is going on, the door of salvation has closed. Go and listen to the tape I preached. I titled The Divine Agenda. From Genesis to Revelation to Eternity. God's plan for our redemption. Forget that in their teaching. That Amos will be the one to take the gospel. No Gentile. No Jew will listen to any Gentile because he has no sign backing him that will cause them to believe. If God will send you, that is why these two witnesses, they went with a sign. You touch them, they will rain fire to come upon you. You touch them, they will turn the water to blood. You touch them, they will turn everywhere upside down. They endured them for 3.5 years. After 3.5 years, they killed them. And they leave them on the streets for how many days? 3 days. Then after that, the spirit of life will enter them. Everybody will see them. They will go, yeah. Then the Antichrist will start his tribulation period. 3.5 years tribulation. That is when the Jews will know. That is when you take the mark of the beast. That is when if you don't have it, you will not buy nor sell. And it will be a horrible period. The last 3.5 years. And as those tribulation period is finishing, suddenly there will be darkness according to the divine agenda. The coming of the bride and Jesus Christ to judge the world according to Matthew 25. We know the agenda. We know. Let's clap our hands. We know He has shown us. No man will deceive us. There are things that we are watching out for. There is no single sign. I was wondering what that man was using to make those people follow him until I listened to him. He's telling them that his ministry is stage by stage. That now, no sign yet. No miracle yet. He said, just wait. When John will move to the prophetic, he said, then you will see a power that you have never seen before. And he was saying that they were clapping hands. So he's telling them, wait, that God is packaging him very soon. You see, okay. Okay, John, the day we see that power coming, we will follow you. Until then, we will not follow you. What sign show it thou that God sent you? We are waiting for that sign. When we see the sign, we will follow. But for now, no sign, no following. Evangelist Ike from Ghana. So I thank God for using you to put me back on track. Hey, I move around as an apostle. But after listening to you during the vigil, I drop that title as an apostle.
Hallelujah.
Glory. I drop that title as an apostle. I'm being addressed now as an evangelist. Sir, keep the fire on. Hallelujah. He's a sincere person. That is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. He was in a wrong office. Now he has realized his office. Hallelujah. God bless you, Ike. I don't know you, but you hear yours. And that is the purpose of the transmission. Nothing more. There are people that are sincere. When they hear the truth, they correct it. Whereas some are gnashing their teeth and angry with us. That man is talking nonsense. And when they come, I say, no, we by force will listen to us. Now change another station, and I by force. Why are you getting angry? Get our attention for nothing. We know that the children of God all over the world, they are getting restored, revived. Praise the Lord. And may God never put you out of the way of truth in the name of Jesus Christ.